blocked by anyone time, by your start time. But when you get married, there's two persons required to plan, find out the time. And if you have children, three, four, five, just like me, six, it's hard to find the time that all six people agree. All right? Right, Mrs. Hong? Oh, yeah, I guess so. All right, I want to share something with you here. And I know we're doing the series about witnessing. Is that right, correct? So I'm sharing with you today with the title, Building Trust Before You Witness. Okay? We don't have the right to ask someone to accept our religion unless they trust us. Okay? Now, this is very statement simple, but very important, because a lot of people think, I don't have time to waste. I want to dive in. I want to get the job done. I got to get the number in the membership, and I did my job because I want to finish. I want to get parade, whatever. See, we don't work that way. We have to find a different way. Just like when you go out and dating. What's your goal? You want to rush in? I think that's girls, right, for me. This man is perfect for me. I want to get it, and I get married, and that's done. Is this how it is? Now, probably men lean toward action. You know, just like you go to the store. I want to go to the store. I'm going to buy this and get in. But lady, go to the store. I want to browse around in here, and then I want to see all the things. When you finish browsing around, you might not buy anything. And the men say, no, that's waste time. I'm going there and buy something. I don't care how much. I'm going to get it done. Just like Hunter, you know. I'm going to get it done. And so now we have to look at this model, and this model have draw out for us. Because in the book of Ministry of Healing, 1:43, say Christ's method alone will be success. What is that? Christ's method alone? That means there's any other method, the method for success? No, only Christ's method. And what is it? Those who are probably familiar with this now, I'm sure probably I don't want anyone touching that, is number one, mingle with people. Okay? I'm telling you these five steps apply to everywhere. Relationship, in the family, relationship between boyfriend and girlfriend, relationship in your coworker, it's apply everywhere, okay? Mingle with people. Find out the need. Meet the need, okay? Win their trust, and then invite them to Christ. Okay, for those who want a relationship, invite them to accept you as their boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, those kind of things. So you have to take a step. A lot of time witnessing is a failure because we want to go out and win right away. Because we don't have time. Relationship take time. To win the trust is take time. So my friend, it's time is an essence right here. Do not rush to think, even though we live in the fast lane, okay? Fast food, okay? Let's change that. Many fasting done is not successful, okay? A lot of time we mention about, or you heard about Jehovah's Witness or the Mormon, the goal is go into the house, I got 5 minutes, I unveil the gospel message, and I'm leave, and they're going to receive the message. And we thought it's successful. Do you know the number of success in the Mormon church? They did statistics. It took 5,000 hours to witness door to door in order to win one soul. Now, do you guys have 5,000 hours to lose, to waste? No. I want to build relationship. I don't want to build numbers. You like numbers? We talk about people. We talk about soul. On the book of the church, we have 187. These are soul, not just number. These are soul that Jesus Christ died for them. These are the soul that the whole heaven are waiting for them to enter heaven. You see? And so we got to build the relationship. That's why Jesus Christ decided only to take only 12 disciples. I mean, God of heaven, 12 disciples is so little. Why couldn't you take 5,000? No, he decided, I want to spend my time 3.5 years to 12 people because these people will turn the world around. That's what it is. Discipleship is build relationship and empower them for witnessing. So we're getting back here. We're talking about now those five steps. Now I want to share with you the three timeline that we're going to do. Okay, the first, we're going to look at, before you see someone, what preparation do we need to do? Okay? During the time that we talk with the people, either home or restaurant, you know, a lot of people talk about go visiting is at home. You know, today people visit don't have to be in a home. People visit Starbucks, right? At the mall. You can visit anywhere. You can visit on Facebook, right? So do not limit visitation. It's got to be a door, okay? But somehow you have to come in contact. Of course, Facebook, yes, but you want to connect with them face-to-face, okay? So number two is talk about them. How can we develop a relationship? Number three, end of your conversation, what's your plan? Okay? You guys going to school. You have a plan. I'm going to school, and 4 years I'm going to finish, and I'm going out there and apply for a job and make a lot of money. You see, you have a plan. You have a goal. You know, a lot of people say, wow, 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, a long time. But if you committed to it, you will finish. Okay? And so here it is. We're going to start off. If those have a Bible and note, I mean, today I know a lot of people don't bring note and pencil. Use your phone to take note. Okay? A lot of time I went to sleep and I have something, wow, I thought it was wonderful. I just grab my phone and just type the note in. Okay? Good idea, it doesn't come all the time. Okay? When it's come, you got to take note. Okay? That's where note taking is very important. If you listen alone, in 72 hours, you forget 90% of what I'm saying. Okay? That means 72 hours, 3 days, you forgot everything. Okay? But if you see it, hear it, and write it, you retain a lot of them. Okay? And if you want to retain 100%, what do? You teach them. Okay? The teach, you remember everything. All right? So, let's go on. Point number one here, I want to share with you, before you go on to, before you go to see the person or see someone, you got to plan. And here's how you plan. The first one I want you to write down in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, saying that praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication with all the same. I just want to grab just a bit and piece of this text is to pray for the people you're going to visit. And many times we rush out the door when leading out a team of go out and door to door, like do a glow, let pray, God keep us safely, rush out and knock on the door and we run off. Now I learned very hard hard experience from my ministry. Many times we knock on doors that God have not yet led us there. Do you like to knock on 10,000 doors and only one person really open the door? Or you want to go out, just knock on the door that God already opened first? And so for me, now maybe it's not apply everyone, there's a two type of fishing, you know. One type is how many people do fishing? Okay, I usually do fishing. You catch a fish at a time or you throw a net. Both of them will work. But today, you know, the fish is very smart now, you know. They're very smart. And so you got to be ask God to help you. And so this is very important that I learned from E.M. Bounds. And he said this, pray to God about the people. Well, let me say it. Talk to God about the people before you talk to people about God. Maybe write it down. Talk to God about the people about your visit before you talk to the people about God. You see, before we go on visitation or witnessing, we're going to talk to God. God, I'm going to visit a person. Help me. Is it the right person? Is this right door to knock? What do I know about this person? Help me. And God will work in the heart of that person about you make. He will open the door of their heart before you knock on the door. So talk to God about the person. Then when you come to the door, you see the person, you talk that to person about God. A lot of time we go opposite and we ask why it's not working. God have not planned for you to go to that person yet. And so save time is very important. Time is essential, okay? And so we need to, in tune with the Holy Spirit, who do we visit and how we can visit. So number one is to pray, okay? Number two, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Again, this is not a specific point I want to address, but at this I allude to a very simple thing. Is 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9 say, in like manner that the woman adorn themselves with modest apparel and with propriety and moderation. In other words, number two is be professionalism. That means the way we dress, okay, when we will visit people. And so when you want to go visit someone, a young lady you like to date, how are you going to dress? Okay, I remember one time I make a mistake. You say, you know what? I go out and meet that person. If that person like me, good. If they don't like me, I don't care. So I'm wear a jean with ripped holes, all that. I don't care. Guess what? I make a wrong mistake. You don't have a second chance for a first impression. So you got to dress your best. So when you go visit and witness, you dress best. Not to say that you have to wear a skirt or a dress and tie, you have to be perfect. No. Nice, decent, and clean. That's all. Because the first impression, they remember the rest of their life. Okay? Point number three. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And this is a very key thing. Before you go out and visit or meet someone, you have to do this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are chosen generation. So God has chosen us a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim and praise him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay, so I want to point to this text. Maybe it's not specific here, but you need to know why. In other words, you have to prepare. You have to have a purpose. When you go out and meet someone or visit someone or witness to someone, you have to have a purpose. Not a general purpose. It's got to be a specific purpose that you lead people one step to the next. You can't say, I'm going there, I'm going to share gospel with them, and so they can believe it's Christ. This is too general. We got to be specific. Now, when you take someone out for dinner or on a date, you got to be specific. If you talk about, where do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Both of you can sit in there so happy, no place to go eat. Get specific. What do you like? You want Chinese, Italian, or what? Or Indian food? Okay, just pick it and we're going to find a place. Okay, so prepare. So preparation is very important when you go out. So we need to pray, we need to dress properly, professionalism, and we need to have a purpose. You go on the door, you're not going to know, you have to have a purpose. If you have no purpose, you're not going to get anywhere. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Okay, you got to have a purpose. Number two. You go into this very eight components, very important. That's a common sense, but sometimes so common that, you know, you and I would just take for granted. Somehow I want to ask myself why our church or why myself is not successful. And I look at these eight components, I say, maybe this is the case. I want you to look at this and somehow accept this as a pattern, become natural. Okay? Number two. Stage two here. As you visit, hear what you're going to say. Let me address one Bible text and I'm going on with 8 points. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 said, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each question. Okay, I want to repeat one more time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Now, go on visitation. You know, when the Jehovah's Witness knock on my door, can enter in the door, and the first thing I remember is the argument. Okay? Only one side dialogue, and come to the point, it just doesn't get anywhere. But I find the text, you gotta use your voice correctly and what to say. So, remember this here. God give us two ears and one mouth. That means we need to listen more than we talk. Okay? So we have to learn how to read people's mind. And that's why I say we have to learn people's mind. That's the best way of witnessing. We don't learn enough. We have prerequisites or preposition that we go in there. This is how we're going to do it. This is how I learned from this pastor. And I'm going to do exactly. You know what? Sometimes we just let it go easy and we modify our plan to fit the situation. Okay. One time I preach in the pulpit and I prepare my sermon well. And that day, you know, I'm going to get ready to preach about the mark of the beast. And I go in there and I preach. And a visitor's come is not in the same faith. After I preached that, I lost that visitor. And so I don't know how to say about preaching, but visitation, you gotta chain plan if you need to. Okay? Do not, like a pigeonhole, this is what I'm going to do. Okay? All right, first point number one, that we need to be courteous. Courteous. If you walk into the Asian home, a lot of times maybe you need to take off your shoe. Okay, you see people take a shoe, you take off your shoe. And so you have to be courteous. You're not going to walk on the people's grass, if it's nice grass, you know. Because when they see you walk and run around their yard and come and knock on the door and say, hey, what are you doing? You step on my flower. So be courteous. Every single speech or every action. Number two, smile. Happy. I mean, truly happy. Okay? Happy. So today people are not happy. People are so stressful. And so we knock on the door, the people are stressful because you yell at the kid. When you open the door, what do? Smile. When you smile, it's contagious. People smile back. Okay? But we have to be honest. So smile. Happy. I don't want to meet people at the door when they're unhappy. Do you? No. Oh, I have something to sell. Would you buy for me? Please buy for me. No. That's something wonderful I want to share with you. Then when they smile, you want to listen. So put more smile on your face, okay? Number three, word of appreciation. Can you appreciate? Can you say something that they like to hear? When you walk to the home, wow, that's a beautiful flower you have there. It got to be beautiful, okay? If it's ugly, you say beautiful, they know it. Okay? And if there's no flower, you don't make up things. Oh, the picture, your family. Oh, this trophy. Wow, who got this trophy here? You know, there's always things in the home that you can say something. If you don't meet the home, you maybe meet people at the Starbucks. You know, there's something you can say. Okay? People want to hear the word appreciation. I like that. And I'm sure you'd like that too. So find those moments to say that. Number four is to what? Is to interest in other. You take interest in other. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Take interest in other people. Care about them. Oh, I see your family here. Now, are they grown up? Have they married? Where are they now? You know, ask them. Next time you're coming back, you remember. Next time back, oh, I heard you say your son go to college. Is he finished yet? The more you take interest in another, they're willing to be your friend. Okay? If you want to take a girlfriend now, if you're interested in her, guess what? She's going to say, yeah, I want to see you again. But if you're not interested, guess what? You cut the relationship. So you got to take interest in other people. You know, God take interest. Jesus always take interest in other people. He don't put dilemma. You know, oh, you have epilepsy, or you have problem in health. God takes interest in everyone. And so we are same thing too. When we walk in the home, a poor home, a sick home, or people have cancer, you know what? We take interest in people. They are God people. They are brother and sister. If we care for them, you know what? A lot of people are sick. No one visit them. No one care for them. But if you care, you say, they will see you, wow, no one have done this. To them, to say, wow, you must be a God. You come and help me. I remember Ben, Mr. Ben, he was here. He had a stroke. He pray at home. I say, God, you know, I'm so lonely. No one visit me. No one care about me. And so he prayed, Lord, tomorrow morning, the first person come to that door and visit me, I'm going to follow him. Wow, that's a bold statement. Guess what? The next day, Jin and I visit him. Now, is that in my plan? No. We pray about it. Exactly pray. Lord, we go out visit. Tell us which home to visit. So we throw the book, you know, 1,000 names. Who going to go first? Well, somehow we pick that Mr. Ben's home name. We go visit. We don't know him. We saw him probably 5 years ago. And guess what? We visit him, and he have a stroke. And we're able to minister to him. You see? And so when we take interest in them, they care. And they want to know what you believe. So that's a very important point. Point number four. Number five, have open mind. Have open minded. You know, not everyone have the same interest or same value. Be open minded. Okay? Do you believe that once a person die, stay in the grave, sleep until Jesus Christ come back, but he come, when you visit him and say, you know what? My father passed away. I pray to him every single night. He talked to me. It's wonderful. Guess what? Don't show your face. Really? I don't believe in that. Do not show that. Just be open-minded. Is that right? Wow. You know what? The Bible talk about that. Maybe sometime we can talk about that subject. Take time, do not, anything's different from us. We have to show them that we are right and they are wrong. You got to take time. Open-minded, anything different from you, just take it easy. Don't be a shock. Okay? Don't be a shock. One person, when I after training, this young man, when they heard about you shouldn't worship idol, after he learned about it, he threw all the idol away, and he's so excited to go out witnessing, and he go to the door, they open the house, and he said, wow, idol, you know what? There's idol wrong, you better throw. If you don't throw away, I can help you throw away. You know, he do 3 or 4 doors, guess what? People kick him out. Because what you know is so important, but you don't give people time to learn. So that point, the point I'm trying to get here, you should know all what you say, but do not say all what you know. Some of you better write this down. Because sometimes we make mistakes. Know all what you say. Make sure it's where you get the source. But do not say all what you know. Do not reveal everything you learned for the last 10 years in 1 minute. You're going to lose a person. Right? And so that's very important. Be open-minded. Number six is respect their time. Your time is important. Their time is important too. If you say you're going to visit them at 6 o'clock, you have to be there at 6 o'clock. I'm not saying I'm perfect at this. I have to work on this. You got to be on time. Now, can you be early? No, I don't want people early. When they say 6 o'clock, you know, 5 minutes before 6, I'm still busy, you know, dressing up and doing all this. And that. So do not knock on the door before early because they were rushing to meet on time with you. Should we be late? No. Because next time they assume you'll be late again, so they won't be on time. And so be on time. Now, how long do you visit? 3 hours? Forget it. You got to respect the time. They only have an hour. You got to respect to an hour. Is that 15 minutes? You found 15 minutes. So we have to respect their time. Every relationship, we have to respect each other's time because they have another appointment. They have something else to do. And so we need to respect their time. Number seven, right, is keep your promise. You promised you would bring a book to them about the second coming. Guess what? You have to bring the book. Okay, it's like dating, right? You promise you can give something, a chocolate. Okay, where's your chocolate? Okay, so keep your promise. It's so important. That's how you win trust. Last point is the most important point, I would say. Never argue. Never argue. On a date, do you argue? Man, you can kill the relationship right away. Never argue. Now, I'd rather lose an argument to keep a friend than win an argument and lose a friend. Wouldn't you? Right? You know, something is so minor, you don't have to argue. Take time to discuss about it. Even though there's differences, take time to iron out. You cannot iron out overnight. It's take time. If you like the person so much, if you want to build a relationship and you want to get your point across, you know what? You cannot throw it out and accept, ask the person to accept it right away. You got to share. You got to prove. You got to take time to make it happen. Relationship is take time to build. Trust to take time to gain. Okay? And so do not rush into this. Because if we do it right, just like Christ's model, we will win soul. Now, after you finish, after dating, after the visitation, what do you do? Is it ended? Now, after the dating, what did you do? Did you say, hey, can I have your number? Can we meet some other time? Where can we meet? Right? We do that all the time. But when witnessing, guess what? We leave and we're not planning for the next day. We got the plan. So what's the third phase we have to do? Number one, you have to plan when the next time you're going to meet. Especially the one that we discussed about. You mentioned about the difference between the Sabbath and the Sunday. You know what? Next week I have a lesson and come and I want to talk about it. Would you mind? You see, you got to make plan. You got to help a person eager to see you again. Let's say if I remember I go on a date, you say, oh, honey, you like this restaurant? Yeah, you know what? Next week I found a better restaurant. You want to go? Tens of people say yes. So you got to feed into people's mind to prepare for them the next time you want to meet. Drive the hunger. So do not say everything on the first time or one time. You got to leave some for next time. Leave some for next time. People hunger for that. Okay, you understand? We got to do that. And we have to plan because we're eager. When people, oh, what's the question? Oh, yeah, I can answer away. What about this question? Oh, well, I can answer. What is this question? You answer. You try to answer everything. When you answer everything, guess what? Why should I see you again? Because you answer all my questions. So when you hear those questions, guess what? You embed it at the end of the meeting. You know what? I heard you say something interesting and I want to know more about it. Can we see you next time? Do not say next time. You got to be specific. Next week. What day of next week? You know, when you know, the salesman, you know, when they ask you, come to the car dealer, say, which car do you like me to show you? They don't ask you, do you like car or not? Do not give people a question that they say yes or no or reject. Which day should we meet? What time is best for you? Is this a good time or is this a better time? You know, so you got to be proactive. Set a time. All the salesmen, they always set time. If you don't set time, you're going to lose a customer. And if we don't set time, we're going to lose a soul. Because we have built a person get to the level, we want them to accept the truth. Okay? If I go out dating, I have built, okay, my level. I take her out, go see a movie, buy a dress for her, go all this. I'm start winning. And if I drop, guess what? I lose all my time that I have been invest. Is that right? Do not. For example, I see people visit. You know, they take, 3 months, 6 months later, I will see you. Guess what? That's too long. When you live it too long, guess what? You know, boyfriend, girlfriend, you live too long, guess what? You lose a relationship right away. So if you want to gain trust relationship, you got to continue. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, but no more than a month. It's too long. Too long. So very important is to set the appointment. Number two, after when you leave them a something. Okay? If a person knew, you know what? I have some either goodie bag or thing like that. That's fine. But you know what? Today, people don't care about the snack, food, clothes. Most important is a tract. Something they can read. People say, oh, they don't like those tracks. They don't like the glow. You know what? If you find the right glow for the perfect moment, they will like it. For example, oh, you see, the person is has some health problem. You pull out the right track. This is the 8 law of health. I think you like it because when I have problem, I read this and it's helped me. You see, pull the right track. If you don't pull the wrong track, you give them a wrong present, it's not meet their need, guess what? They throw in the trash. Right? I have too many paper. So many junk, they can throw away. And so try to give them a right track that they need for that moment. That will be useful. And so you got to give them something. You got to leave a word of God on the in their hand, on the table. You got to leave something. Do not walk away without nothing. Because everything you spend an hour, you can throw out the drain. I remember when she was, she traveled far away from the country. She stopped by midnight of some home and they greet her. And she left a book to them. 10 years later, she don't know remember who it is. She don't have a vague idea of who she visited, what book she gave. She after her sermon, a man ran up and said, you know, thank you that you have brought me to Christ. I said, how did I brought you to Christ? You remember 10 years ago you gave me the book and I read that book. That's how I find Christ. Always leave something, a track, a book, you know, step to Christ, something. Because when you leave something there, guess what? The Holy Spirit will touch them one of these days to open the book to read, especially when they're down. And that's why publishing work is still important this end time. See, I thought publishing is over. People go on the phone and listen to Outer Verse or watching television and all that. No. Publishing is still very important this end time. And that's why I say at end time, publishing is just like a leaf of autumn. It's flush everywhere. I wish that we have material that we have scattered everywhere. In this city and other city, somehow we still hold back to this literature. So important. But when I go to a different place like laundromat, I see other people's literature. I rather want to set them aside and put my literature there. You see? We got to get our literature out so people get a chance to read. Last but not least, you have to pray. The text I want to leave with you here in the book of Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 says this, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, this is very important to teach me a lesson is you pray for that person. Now, I don't want you to pray a generic prayer. Oh, Lord, bless this, our meeting today. Bless us that we're able to talk with Mr. So-and-so. And you bless us that we see each other again. You know, that's too shallow. Listen for that hour with a person. Notice what concern does he, she, or he have. Okay? You pray specifically. You pray specifically. The Lord will pour his blessing upon that family, on then the home, upon that relationship when you pray. Do not leave the home without the blessing of the Lord. Unless, especially with the Asian, when they are not Christian, you ask permission. Could I pray for you? Most of the time they're going to say yes. But if they say no, you just say, God bless you. Okay? But you go home, when you go out in the car, what do? You pray for them. So in the car, we should have what? A Bible and a notebook. We have to write all this down. The more you know about the person, the better you connect with them. You got to build a relationship. If we want to win soul and we don't want to be in a relationship, it's not going to happen. When they come to the church, they want to have a relationship. They want to have a friend. They have someone to talk to. They don't want to come to the church just another number, just another person. No. And so build trust for witnessing. So very important part of this witnessing tool, if you will. And so I changed my course of my ministry in terms of witnessing. Got to be understand the method. Because God already have a method laid out. A lot of time we want to run out and finish. We want to throw 5 weeks evangelistic meeting, and hopefully we can sow and reap and harvest at the same time. Are you ever able to sow and reap the same day? I never able to do that. Sow the seed of lettuce and able to harvest at the end of the day. No, it would take time. And if you and I were faithful to take time, build relationship, and share the beautiful moment of Jesus Christ, don't think too much of doctrine. Think about way of life. So beautiful. Beautiful rest on the Sabbath day. Try to step away from doctrine, but make doctrine become your life. Like Sabbath day, you do a Sabbath way. How to rest, how to find peace. And so we learn how to do that. Guess what? Who don't want to follow a religion that's so beautiful? The beautiful health message that I can live longer. A beautiful rest day that I can take away from my stress. A beautiful Jesus coming back that I know there's hope for tomorrow. All that's so beautiful. Who don't want to take that? And so if we do the right way, God say that we will win 100 souls. More than just now, only one. God will bless each one of us. We pray together. We work together. And we bring glory together for God. Who want to do this for the Lord? Can we do it? Nice and simple. God bless you.
Let's all stand for their last song, side by side.
Himself will see us through. Maybe me and heaven will join hands together. Meet me by the Savior's side. I meet you in heaven. We'll sing songs together. Brothers and sisters, I'll be there. Soldiers, all are we. Go where Jesus leads. We'll fight the foe and we will overcome. Heaven is our goal to save every soul. Pray that we all will be there. Maybe in heaven we'll join hands together. Meet me by the Savior's side. I'll meet you in heaven. We'll sing songs together. Brothers and sisters, I'll be there. Meet me in heaven. We'll join hands together. Meet me by the Savior's side. I'll meet you in heaven. We'll sing songs together. Brothers and sisters, I'll be there.
Let's all bow for our closing prayer. Dear God, one day we will be with you side by side, Lord, right next to us, Lord. We don't need any of these vanity, these riches on earth, because it means absolutely nothing, Lord. And we'll be with you forever. Lord, thank you for using Pastor Vin as a vessel to remind us, Lord, that there are times where we do things blindly, Lord. We don't allow you to lead, Lord. We don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead. And we don't have to care, Lord, that you have for us to care for these people that we don't know or maybe that are still in the church. Humble us, Lord, and so we can get to know people the way that you know us. Bless the rest of the Sabbath. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us in worship. We have potluck up there.